Omer Ninnem, a Native American from Oneida, Wisconsin, was 14 when he and another teen killed a 13-year-old Hmong boy by throwing him off the top of a parking ramp. Last month, the state Supreme Court ruled against Ninnem's claim that sentencing a 14-year-old to life without parole violates the constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Two cases now before the U.S. Supreme Court raise the same issue. Marquette law professor Michael O'Hear writes a blog on life sentences. He says the high court may use new research on adolescent brain development to ban states from sentencing teenagers who commit murder to life behind bars.
They don't have as great an ability to control their impulses, and they're more subject to peer pressure as well. In these juvenile cases, the brain science has been playing a very important role in leading the court to conclude that harsh sentences for juveniles are not appropriate.
But O'Hear says by accepting two cases on this issue, the court may be trying to distinguish between two kinds of homicides. In one of the cases, a 14-year-old was an accomplice in a robbery and murder but didn't pull the trigger. In the other, the defendant actively participated in beating a man to death. O'Hear says if the court draws a line between accomplices and active participants, Omer Ninnem might not get a shot at parole.
Because he was playing a much more active role in the killing that he was convicted of.
Victims' rights advocates are the most vocal opponents of barring states from sentencing teen killers to life without parole. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.